diving spots which over undersea amazing panoramas, coral reefs,
Voice
and
of
marine
Indonesia.
The beach have
Here is the news. Minister of Agriculture Andi Aman Sulaiman sent a delegation to Jordan and Brazil as the first step of the governments to study wheat production to strengthen the commitment to develop community that hasn't been focused on this country. In a press conference on the sidelines of the discussion meeting on potential on development strategy of agricultural community cultivation in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Agramran conveyed that the delegation left on Tuesday night. According to him, this year the country has sent delegations last night to Jordan and Brazil. Member of Commission 7 of the House of Representatives, Ben Yanto, considers the concept of holding micro, small and medium enterprises as the right idea to strengthen the enterprises sector as well as make it easier for small businesses to access the People's Business Credit Facility channeled by the Association of State-Owned Banks. Benianto, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, pointed out that the government has prepared a budget of 300 trillion rupiah through the scheme. The enterprises holding can be a collective vehicle so that the micro, small and medium enterprises players can access these facilities more easily and effectively. That's the news.
Separuh hatiku yang ku berikan hanya untukmu. Ku harap engkau masih menyimpannya. Jangan kau pernah melupakannya. bukan kata yang telah terucap.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di saat cinta of Indonesia.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today, on Wednesday, 28 May 2025. Yes, we are heading for the end of this May, listener. It seems that a few days later, it will be the end of, May 2025. Well, whatever it is, don't let you behind about anything, because every day you must be able to make such new improvement, make a better improvement, about your skill or about your capabilities, because this is really, this is pivotal, really pivotal for you in order to improve about your capacity building, listeners. Every day, or even every week, or even every month, you must be able to manage your time in order to have about, a higher improvement, much better improvement about yourself. That's why this is really important for you. So please don't be shy and make it as a good moment for you, as meaningful moment for you to improve about your capabilities. Where? Our team has already prepared about, interesting segments that cannot only educate you, but even also entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. And listener, stay tuned at www.voinews.id.
Yeah.
As Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Masihkah rasa itu yang dulu pernah terindah? Lalu kau tak
pujaan hati.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Suryana. In Indonesia has its traditional dances, like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province. This district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
Kalau tetum bilang likurai, kalau buna bilang
in tetum it is likurai, in bunak it is teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word likurai consists of two syllables, namely liku and rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word likurai has two syllables, namely liku and rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and rai means land or ground. So likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEU with this likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemies from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut disambut dengan tarian likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other preferred place. While likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Likurai selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik. Kalau
likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of likurai dance compared to other dances is that a likurai musician and dancer can perform the solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two are seated activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Dulu ku mencintaimu. Rasa bahagia, namun kau hilang tanpa jejak, membuat bertanya apa salah diriku. Hapus memori itu, tak semudah dibayangkan. Bagai hantu di siang malam mendera batinku. Bayang dirimu begitu merasuk kalbu. Agar sehat ku berhenti kala menatap indah matamu hingga meluntukkan jiwa. Mencuri perhatian dan sayangku, kan lagi kupungkiri semua. Saat ku coba tegar, hadirmu kembali. Ada gerak di sekujur tubuh, lelah tuk berpikir, sakit ku melihatnya. Bawa sejuta maaf, minta dari hati. Letakkan janji sekali lagi di atas segalanya. Adakah ini
hanya pelarian tanpa ujung. Akal sehatku berhenti kalah menang, tapi damatanmu hingga melumpuhkan jiwa. Kau mencuri perhatian dan sayangku, takkan lagi ku pungkiri semua. Tapi entah matamu hingga melumpuhkan jiwa, mencuri perhatian dan sayangku. Tekan lagi kupungkiri semua. Akal sehatku berhenti kalah menang, tapi entah matamu hingga melumpuhkan jiwa. Kau mencuri perhatian dan sayangku, takkan lagi kupungkiri semua. Aku memang cinta padamu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Harry Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Saiki tumete si banyu moto iki sing dadi seksi sumpah lan janji sehidup semati. Matikan ku pastikan merko mung kowe sing tak tresnani tekaning mati. Cahyo lintang ing wengi gawe ayem ati tambah gegoroso kangen ring sliramu. Tresno ku thank you.
hidup semati.
Matikan ku pastikan merko mong kowe sing tak tresnani tekaning mati.
Sampai kapan kan kau buktikan tresno tulus yo mong
to be with me. Once I start, no, I won't fall back. It's my cell phone number, so please call me. sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan, pujaan hatiku.